I've been joined by Charlie Barrow. Charlie is the P7 teacher at Fisher Moss School in Portlaoise in Aberdeenshire. Charlie, you have the P7 class, as I said. That's and they all have iPod Touch.
They all have an individual iPod Touch.
And how is that working for you then?
It's worked really, really well. From the very beginning, they're excited about it. Managing it has been absolutely fine. We've got the ground rules set. They all are charged and synced in the morning. They have pots
Where?
On the tables in the classroom.
In the classroom?
In the classroom. We've got a syncing dock.
Mm-hmm.
So they're usually kept charged. They're all up to date. And when they take them to the tables, they keep them in their iPod pots on the table. And mm-hmm. it's very strict. They know that if they're not using it for the correct time or the correct task, you know, then they're taken for a day.
So how is the correct time and correct task established?
I give them time in downtime, so perhaps when they've finished a task, or as starters before we get started on a maths, where they can use the times tables apps, or some of the apps lend themselves quite well to that. But also, it's, you know, when I want them to stop and listen. Some teachers have them face down on the table, but I like them to go back in the pots, just so there's a very clear line between when you should be using them and when you should be listening mm-hmm. and not fiddling. Being primary seven, they already know a lot about this technology, so they're really keen to put on their own pictures and to have a little fiddle around with clocks and alarms and things like that, so mm-hmm. it's just quite important to establish the ground rules. And they followed them. You know, we had them for six, 7 weeks, and we've had no problems with them at all. They've really enjoyed using them, and they've used them for a range of things. Now, we use them for as I said, for the apps as starters and extensions, and just to give them a bit of a range, as you would sit them down to play a game or a task. The iPods are another tool that we can use for that. I've also used them because I don't want to just rely on the apps. So one of the things I've tried out, certainly with writing lessons, this has helped, is to save the smart board slides as mm-hmm. images and sync them with the iPods, which means that when you've got maybe a series of slides that has modelled writing or shared writing on it, has learning attention and success criteria, and maybe even a word bank, you're not fixed on one screen mm-hmm. in the classroom. When some children want to go back and revisit the success criteria or revisit a word bank that they're...
How is that working for you?
Fantastic. Really, really good. They will sit with them at their desks. So obviously, the intention is to get them to write and to get them to be creative and to focus on the writing. And I found that the iPods aren't a distraction at all. They're actually using them to help. They have no problem physically with reusing them and zooming in and zooming out. And I think they just appreciate the fact mm-hmm. they don't have to say, "Oh, Mr. Barrow, you know, I haven't got a sheet of paper with my word bank on it, or somebody else has taken this, or I've dropped it off my desk." You know, everything they need is in their hand, and regardless of what stage of the lesson they're on or what stage of their progress, they can always go back and forward and just revisit bits and pieces.
Smashing.